for the share, the whole union of Pesach Sheni. And why Pesach Sheni is a Pashas Baal Yischa? The whole union of Pesach Sheni is a Pashas Baal Yischa. What's the Kesha of Pesach Sheni to Pashas Baal Yischa? The Mechlal, the Daf Hashtein, as Pesach Sheni, Kilu Deas, Lomani Gora, and they made it, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave them, he rewarded Kilu, whole Inyan of Pesach Sheni is the Ribbono Shel Olam rewarded their chukah. They had a chukah, Lomani Gora, say to your potter, Tomil Nefesh, your potter. But they said no, that is Ashtokakus, they didn't take no for an answer. And there was Oichet to the Pesach Sheni is a Shtokakus Tikka Mitzvah. There was Kilu was rewarded, they had a Mitzvah through their Shtokas. Saying Inyan, the Shaykhs, that Shaykhs to Parshas Baal Yischa. I'll come out of the Mordecai Yisod, the Menorah. Baruch Hashem is Galgal, the last Shabbos we discussed the Orah, now he's discussing the Menorah of Arichas Parshas Baal Yischa. First Rashi says, Baal Yischa, Lama Nismach HaParshas Menorah, the Parshas Anasim. So first Rashi says, I don't know where you could be, you want to put this in Parshas Baal Yischa, I don't know, that's you're the boss. The figure is Kesheroh Aaron Chanukas Anasim. This is the first Rashi. The Aaron Akoyin saw the Chanukas Anasim. Chol Shos Dati. Chalishes Adas. Shloya Ohoya Imen B'Chanukah. Chalishes Adas. Lehu Leshifte. So Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Gedoyla Mishalehem Shatamad Lekameitiv Zaneres. Yeah. Chayecha Gedoyla Shatamad Lekameitiv Zaneres. Rashi is a pele ploim. First of all, it was Chol Shos Dati. It's like saying Aaron Akoyin is the daily coin over there. And the Nasim, so they had a chad pami, they had a one time schusa bring up a korban. You know, it's like somebody is like a prince in the palace. And once the king has a minister for breakfast, and so the boy goes, it's not fair. It's not fair. You're here all day long, every day, all day long. Aaron HaKohen, it's not the Kohen. You're the Kohen Gadol. So what's where was Aaron HaKohen? Chalish Sadas. It's a Fagin Nishchas V'Shalom. Where's the Chalish Sadas over here? And so the Baruch Shalom could have told him, Chayecha Gdoyim Shalom, because you every day, this is an everyday avodah for you. Why didn't the Baruch Shalom answer him a simple answer? That's a pashta kasha. So what's the answer? He answers him in the menorah. Chayecha Gdoyim Shalom Madlik. Say it, I like the menorah. I wanted to bring a korban, you know. Chol Shadatoi, because you wanted ice cream. Say it, Chayecha Gdoyim, I'll make you a coffee. What's the zach? What's the inyan of there's a Mordecai Yisod over here. And that is, discuss the shtick of the chiluk between Moshe and Aaron. It's two madrigas. And this can also be built on the next Rashi. By Leifcha says Rashi that Loshen Aliyah Shetzorach Lehadlig Ad Shetei Shal Heves Oile Me'eleh. Until the Shal Heves is Oile Me'eleh. Until the flame goes by itself. So you have to light it until the flame. Obviously, the flame lights by itself, so it doesn't need me anymore to light it. You know, you put the match in, and then you take it out, and you see if it's lit by itself. If it's lit by itself, what's the point of putting the match back in? So what's the Rashi telling us? Now, can say that there's a Mordecai Yisod over here. What's the chiluk between Moshe and Aaron? So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need hachana even for the nevuah. Right? All of the neviim need hachana for the nevuah. So the Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need Hachana. No, he didn't need Hachana because Moshe Rabbeinu was always there. Moshe Rabbeinu was always in the matzav. Well, he was Mimela tuned into Avodas Hashem. So he didn't need any hachana. He was always there. He didn't need hachana. That was the darga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the darga of tikkun. Darga of tikkun is like we explained on Shabbos. Darga of tikkun is where it's Mimela. Where you Mimela doing the Ratzon Hashem. Like the tikkun, like we explained the Sefarim about the Merushim. It's Mimela. It's Mimela for Avodas Hashem. Oh, but there's another darga, the darga of the Baal Tshuva, that he's not there yet. He wasn't there, and he's working. He's got a chukka to get to somewhere. That's the avoid of Aaron HaKohen. The avoid of Aaron HaKohen, like we've said, is the avoid of the Baal Tshuva. Kilu, he was choyte the egel. Kilu, and therefore, his avoid is an avoid where you got to rebuild. You got to rebuild it. You got to get there. You're not there yet. You got to get there. What's the chiluk between the two avoiders? So the milo of Aaron HaKohen's avoid is Aaron HaKohen has the ishtokakus to get there. The ishtokakus to get there.
Not there yet. He has nishtokikus to get there. Menoira is moira nishtokikus. Menoira is moira nishtokikus. Like kapshuta, the flame flickers. Flickers means it's got moira nishtokikus. Whole avoida of the menoira is avoida or arna coin felt every time it was the first time. Meaning, it's like every bal tshuva. The first time he does a mitzvah, it's wild. It's wild. First time he's doing it, now he's been so excited for this, he's come from so far, and now finally he can do a mitzvah. He does the mitzvah with the mordeka ishtokakus. Aaron HaKoyin, like the Sfasema says, that on this week's parasha, he asked Aaron, Melhamed Lahagit Shvachish Aaron Shalishino. So it's two pshotim ba'oimek. One pshot ba'oimek is that it's such a ishtokakus, sometimes you don't do it right. Like the Helig Yismach Yisrael brings back Kedushas Levi, that you would topple them a whole menorah over. Out of his ishtokikus. In other words, Aaron HaKoyin with his ishtokikus, and he's still shalei shino. I mean, usually when you're in a mode of meridika ava, so the key is the ishtokikus to do it in bedikduk. It's taka madrega. Everybody asks, what's the big shalei shino? Vada shalei shino. Terence says when you're in a meridika ishtokikus, sometimes there is a psa shino. Another view, krivu eish zora shalei tziva. Shtokikus does sometimes you do things that you're not commanded to do. So this alone is a madriga. Shvacha shel Aaron shalei shina. The whole shtokikus, he still did. He's still in control of what he was doing. However, the Sfasema says the vorshle shina is that every time it was margish as if it was the first time, because that's Aaron HaKoyin, the darga of the Baal Tshuva. This is the first time. This is the first time. The Baal Tshuva eventually loses it. Why does he lose it? Because eventually he gets used to doing it. Eventually he gets used to doing it. Eventually, and in a high madriga, he works himself until it's a memela de gazach, until it becomes part of a system. When it becomes part of a system, so that's already a shleimus. But that initial hislavus and chukka is not there anymore. That's the avoid of the menorah. That's the avoid of Aranakoyin corresponds to the ishtokikus. We know from Chassidus Hasvarim that the ishtokikus to a mitzvah and the hachana to the mitzvah, no chechevi the mitzvah alein. Yeah, you've seen this in Chassidus Hasvarim. Hechevi the mitzvah alein. So Aaron HaKoyin's bechina is the bechina for the shtokikus. And that's the vote. Even when he did the mitzvah, he also did it properly. Because that's already his darga is the darga of the shtokikus. It's hechevi a mitzvah. So she could be more heta the mitzvah alein. No. Hagit shvocha shel Aaron shelo yishino. But his beikah, that's why I see by the menorah, it's a peldik gazach. In the morning, it was not tovas aneris, meaning hachonah the mitzvah. It was separate. By the menorah, is a separate zach. Normally, a few minutes before, whatever, you prepare it and then you do it. But the menorah was the bechinah of the morning, was kulay hachonah. And in the afternoon was the hadlok. Because the initial menorah is kulay, the hachonah is when hishtokikus to the thing, preparing yourself, looking forward for it. That was the hishtokikus. And the afternoon, then you actually did the mitzvah as well. However, the hishtokikus, Aaron HaKoyin, and the hishtokikus, the hishtokikus in a way is hechev mitzvah. So Yishlem, I don't know. I think I didn't do research, but halavai, have find a tandem of the Messiah to it. However, actually, that's pshat in the first Rashi in Baal Oischa. Aaron HaKoyin, what's pshat? He still wanted to do. Oh, the seam come in one chad pami, they do a kol. Aaron HaKoyin had the meridik ishtokkes. Not chal shadat, he's jealous of them, or somebody's doing something. So he's got a meridik chukka to do it. He's got chal shadat. Chalisha shadat means he has such a ishtokkes to do something. He has a meridik ishtokkes to do something. The whole avoid of the Bais HaMikdash was everyone had a meridik ishtokkes. They ran up the ramp and they pushed each other off. They elbowed the other guy off. He broke his leg. It didn't come from they hated the other person. They had a meridik ishtokkes. So Aaron HaKoyin has a meridik ishtokkes to do everything, to do anything. Kol Hashem B'Shem Mitzvah Yichana. So Rabbi Shalom saw that Hishtokas of Aaron HaKoyim, so he was upset. Says Rabbi Shalom, Shulcha Gadoilim Shulehem. Because Hishtokas is Hechavid HaMitzvah Alehim. Shulcha Gadoilim Shulehem. You have the Hishtokas to the Mitzvah. Week for week in the Hishtokas. Sh'ata Madlik O'meitim is Aneiris. The menorah is the ishtokikus. The menorah is the ishtokikus. Aaron HaKoyin, you have what's called the menorah. And the menorah is the ishtokikus. And the ishtokikus to the mitzvah is hechavi the mitzvah alein. Don't be mishana. Don't be mishana the mitzvah. However, the ishtokikus is hechavi the mitzvah alein. Shulchal gadoyla mishalahem. You saw somebody doing the mitzvah.
The menorah is a raya.
That's right. And if I'm sending you to the menorah because you have the ishtokikus. The shtokikus is hechavi the mitzvah. And you have the shtokikus. The menorah is not the shtokikus. meaning you have the hachana and the mitzvah. You have the your ikkainian is the shtokikus. If you're in the shtokikus, the shulchan gedolim shalahem. So meila. Therefore, that's pshat. The next Rashi is you have to light atchete shalheves oylem eleh. Shalheves oylem eleh. That's already the dag of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kilus meila. It's oylem eleh. That's really the Madrega, like the Ramban says in Pashas and Tzovim, and the Pasuk of Mol Hashem and the Kechas Lebovcho, and also Lobo, and go to the Dargo, where Memela would want to do the Rotzen Hashem, but there won't be anything not to do Rotzen Hashem, like Adam Rishon Efnei Achet, like the Sephorno, and Vayushni Marumim, and Memela, that's the Dargo, Shalheves Oyle Me'elea. That's already not Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin is the Shtokik, is still that Madrega. So the Hele Gerashi, Tzorech Lahadlik, Achatehe, your avoid is Achatehe Shalheves. We asked before, it's obvious, it doesn't need you anymore. But Pnimiya said, what does it mean it doesn't need you anymore? It's really not your avoid, Aranaka. You have to light up the Shtokikus in the Herz of Klal Yisrael. You have to light up the Shtokikus Belibon Shal Yisrael. Once they're on the Dargo of, it's Shalheves, it's Oilame Eleo, that's already a Dargo of Tikkun. Dargo, that's already Moshe Rabbeinu, that's not already your avoid. Your avoid is the initial Hishtokikus, the Hishtokikus for mitzvahs, the developing Hishtokikus for mitzvah. So that's the pshat. You have to light it, Achi Shalheves, till you bring Klal Yisrael to a level where the Oilem Eleh, and then there are Moshe Rabbeinu's Dargo. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need Achana. Moshe Rabbeinu Dafishkan Achana. Pale Peadaw, whenever you speak to him. So Pashat Baloscha begins, Taka, with the Mordek Maila of Aaron HaKohen. So that's the connection to the end of Bala Yischa, is Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Vaistois, this is Shulchal Gedol Mishra, Vaistois, this is a, she says, go Ahoycha Madrega, go Ahoycha Madrega. So Meila, Miriam, the Kilo, they spoke, whatever the Oymek is, we spoke Lashon Hara, Kilo, what's the grace of Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Bein Shalom, oh, pale dabe boy, marav leichidois, he's always ready, pale dabe boy, and he's always ready all the time, and he spoke Lashon Hara, he was Purish Me'ishto, he was a Hele Gezach. So the thing, Moshe Rabbeinu's darga in certain ways about is the Echta Madrega. However, when we're talking to Klal Yisrael, we're talking about the Olam HaTikun, we're talking about getting the world to a Tikun, is that the Bechim of Shulchal Gedoyim HaMishalahem? That's Parshas Baal. If that's the case, then we can understand the whole Madrega of Pesach Sheni. I understand how Pesach Sheni is Be'etzem very, very mechubah to the whole union of Adlokas Aneiris of Chanuk, Adlokas Aneiris of thing. That's by the way, said Chanukah Sich Lefituvai. But we know the Ramban says over here that the Tomid goes, the Ramban says that this is going on, the Murum is here, the union of Chanukah, the Menorah. What did they show? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibo. Same thing as Pesach Sheim. Say the Tumah Hutra. Can you pot the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibo? What did they show? What did they show? They showed the chuka for Shem Tov. They looked and they were boidik. They were making themselves gevaltik for the mitzvah. Menorah has to go with chuka. So that's what a bunch of them said. Tumah Hutra B'Tzibo. You can glassen, fine, voil, relax. You can still light the menorah. They look, they're searching. But Menorah spent to do it properly. That's the Menorah, the Hachona, the Chuka, and the looking and the searching. That's the Menorah. That's the Menorah. the Chuka to the Mitzvah. Siedua, the Yevonim. Yevonim, they were the Chacham, they were the cult dimension. The intellectuals. Cult dimension. They were the intellectuals, they were the cult dimension. The Matam of the Shmanim. Forget about the Shtokakus, forget about the Chuka, forget about the fire for the Mitzvah. No, we're going to show you that we're going to be mishtoiking you, matam and shmanim. We're going to show the Rabbi Shalom that we're not satisfied with tumah hutra b'tzibo. Right? The machloekes the chuya hutra, afilu hutra. No, still not satisfied. Midafen, we're going to show our chuka, and the Rabbi Shalom made them find that shaman. Kol Pesach, we find the pel b'gazach. It was the first mitzvah. Esh the mitzvah kais from the kind of poil. Imagine the shtokakus. So many years in Mitzrayim. We were Aram at Aryam the area. Rashi below without mitzvahs. Hayer Masri Mecher Shoyim, the famous Rashi there, Parshas Boy. Now the Klai Higiyah's man and they didn't have any mitzvahs. At Erem Ve'Erias, Panchal gave us a mitzvah. Imagine the Ishtokakas to that mitzvah. Korban Pesach always reminds us of the word Ishtokakas. That's why a Korban Pesach is called Pesach. What's Pesach? Pesach is Dilog and Kvitza. Springt. It's Korban Springt. It's a Gewaltiger. It's like the flame. It flickers. It's jumping. It's a Korban of jumping. All the halachas are Korban Pesach. You have to eat it ala soiva. Why not? Why ala soiva? Otherwise, because the etzim is sishbru, boy. I'm scared. I'm filled away of eating korban pesach. You know, we don't have any such thing by any other korban. Because we're hungry or by korban pesach, because it's a long time. The oim kainin is that it's a korban. Kilo could be the Yismach Yisrael would say the same thing about the Kedushas Levi. I don't know what he would do with the korban pesach. It's a korban of ishtokikas. It was the first korban that we were makayim. It's called a korban pesach. It's a korban of dilug and kvitza. It's not korban. It's not gelatin because it's not a relaxed korban. It's a korban of dilug and kvitza. Rashi brings there in Parshas Boy. Vaf atem tasu kol the whole avodas of korban pesach. You have to do derech dilug and kvitza. You have to eat the korban pesach with springs. You have to eat the korban pesach. Dilug and kvitza. That's the ishtokikas that we're discussing now. Memela, therefore it says about the Korban Pesach, they were told about the Korban Pesach in Rosh Chodesh Nissan already, and the Pesach says Vayilchu Vayasu. So what does Rashi say there in Parshas Boy? What does Rashi say? Well, they didn't make the Korban Pesach, it was 2 weeks till the Korban Pesach. Why did we get a mitzvah of the Korban Pesach 2 weeks before? The Teretz is, so those 2 weeks in Shtokakas. Halanga Hachona for the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, just imagine they got the mitzvah now, they were given now the mitzvah, and they know in 2 weeks the Mekayim mitzvah. Achonus to the mitzvah, achonus to the mitzvah. Until atke dekach, you have to hold them back, and you have to say, "Don't eat it when you're hungry. Eat it ala soiva," because the excitement for the Korban Pesach was so moridik. So here by Korban Pesach, you have a similar nakuda to the menorah. That the Korban Pesach not only is the tshuka to the actual mitzvah so great, but the actual mitzvah itself had to be eaten derech dilug kvitza. Which means that the Hishtokikas carries out into the Maisa Bepoil. So the Pesach says, Vayelchu Vayasu. So the idea is 2 weeks still to the Korban. So Rashi says, Kilo, from the Ilanam, Achshava Toiva. Right? Achshava Toiva, as soon as they were Makabal to do it, now the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Achshu Kilo, they actually did it. Now here you see the Chibur between the Chuka and the actual Maisa Mitzvah. They had such a chukka for the mitzvah, and the whole mitzvah of Korban Pesach is that you can take that chukka into the maisa and have a mitzvah to do the maisa derech chukka, to do the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach derech chukka. So that maisa, that's that's the hachona and the maisa hainu hach. The hachona is the chukka and the maisa is also chukka. Carry atim kol tasu kol avedosu shendir kriz means carry all the chukka from before the mitzvah into the mitzvah. Do all the avoiders of the Korban Pesach derech dilug kvitza. So that's vayelchu vayasu. That's the going to do it, the preparing for it, the hachana for it, together with asiyah. It's haynu hach. It's kulei chukadik. So if that's the case, so the kin to Moshe Rabbeinu with the taina, the whole about the Korban Pesach is that the chukka carries into the ma'isa. So we had chukka of anachnu tmeim nefesh adam, lo menigora, to give them a Pesach Sheni, because the Pesach Pshat is the whole vort. Pesach is that you carry the chukka into the Maisa. So what were they left with? Tzmoy Menefesh, chukka for a mitzvah. So Baruch Shalom can't tell my Korban Pesach. So what? Chukka is the hechta zach. But by Korban Pesach, tasu kol avodosof derech dilug kvitza. It's where the Maisa carries into the chukka as a Maisa. The chukka as a kli. You put the chukka into a kli and do the actual Maisa. So Mele the Baruch Shalom gave them Pesach Sheni, and they can put the chukka into a maisa as well. And that's what's called the same bechina by the menorah. There's the hachona, there's the chukka to the mitzvah, and then there's the maisa hadlaka. The maisa hadlaka at the end as well. The maisa hadlaka. So that's the same bechina. It's the same bechina. So that's why Pesach Sheni comes in Parshas Ba'aloscha. Parshas Ba'aloscha is megala the shulcha gedolah shalahem, the godless of a chukka to a mitzvah, and when you can carry that chukka into the mitzvah itself, it's the hechsta zach. That's Parshas Ba'alei Yisrael. So that's the Indian of that's the Indian of Pesach Bechlal, but that was brought out Be'ikah by the Indian of Pesach Sheini. And that's the whole Indian of the whole sphere. So the whole sphere is an Indian of Chukka, right? It says Zayin Akim. What's the whole Indian of Zayin Akim? That they should be Hesrachkus, so that they should have Shtokikus and Chukka. So the whole sphere so is the Chukka to get to that Darga. Other version was created. He was Shalom already. He was created there of Shabbos. He was Shalom. He was Adam Shalom. So he had everything kilo like the Sefarna. No, so that was no chukka over there. And now the second time to be mesak in the chet of Adam Rishon, the Shavuos, which was Pascha Zum Masam. So here we have a moedik hachana, but there's an Indian of chukka, a moedik adarg of chukka. Just like this mechina called Pesach ve'etzon le'sishbru boy, Sabah Sina, we had such chukka, hagbel esalam, shleshis me'agbala. Whenever there's a chukka to kemitzus, you got to make a darn. So this gedarm there, the whole tkufa of Sri Saime is the Indian of Hishtokikus, building up the Hishtokikus in order to get the Torah Beis Hashem. That's Pesach and Shuos, and the tkufa in between is the tkufa of Hishtokikus. That's the Indian, that's the Bechina of Pesach Sheni, and the Shaykh is the Pesach Sheni to Bashas Baal Yisrael.